fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day. Courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Monday, the 12th day of September, year of our Lord, 2016, welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, here's your prepper tip of the day. In case you're not paying attention, winter is not far off. Depending on your what elevation you live at and where you live, winter is not far away. So your prepper tip of the day is to check all your winter gear. Boots, hats, gloves, underwear, socks. You're going to need 2 pairs of boots if you're going to be spending much time outdoors, so one pair can be drying out from the previous day's activities. Long underwear, well, merino wool and silk. Some of the new modern materials are good. Do not get cotton long underwear. That would be a massive mistake. I don't have time to go into that, but those of us who spend a lot of time outdoors refer to cotton as, quote-unquote, the fabric of death when it comes to cold weather. So do your shopping at the same place. The construction workers and farmers do their shopping for their winter clothing. Do not buy your winter gear from REI. I'm an REI member. They have great stuff. However, their winter gear is meant for occasional recreational use. It is not meant to be used in heavy daily outdoor activity, such as a farmer or a rancher would do. So that is your prepper tip of the day. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Mandy Thompson. Mandy is my director of marketing. She's also the co-founder of the Liberty Army. We'll be talking about a number of different things this morning. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
Well, Mandy, are you back from New Orleans or are still down there?
No, I'm still in New Orleans. I've been here for the past few weeks, actually connecting with the heads and leads of different grassroots organizations who are involved with disaster recovery. And this week, later on, I'm proud to say I've got some volunteers coming in to help out for a couple of days, and we'll be over in the flood affected areas assisting. And the plan is to not only provide volunteers and connect these organizations with certain needs to give an example, I was speaking with one day and they were saying, oh, we need this desperately. And 2 days later, I spoke with another and they said, oh, we got this huge donation. We don't need any of that. So in the beginning of any disaster recovery, there seems to be, you know, the need for organization, the need for different different grassroots efforts to connect. And I'm going to be assisting with that. And the plan is to connect with all of the church pastors, the organizations, and as they are helping these affected individuals, to encourage people to get an ink on paper plan, preparedness and planning for a future event. I mean, I think that when people go through such things, they don't want it to happen again. So we just want people to have confidence in their abilities for the future, not only to help their self, their families, but their community. So I'm working very hard. I'll probably be down here for another probably two weeks at least, if not longer. If not longer, I might stay down and continue to work in the efforts, because that is what's close to my heart and seems to be what I'm involved with consulting with you and providing people with preparedness planning.
Well, the news cycle moves on pretty quickly as far as national attention to an event like that 2 feet of rain that happened in a day or so. But the consequences, even though the news cycle has moved on, the consequences continue for months, don't they, Mandy?
Yes, and with my background, I lived in New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina and ran a nonprofit which provided furnishings and interiors. So what I provided was at the end of the disaster recovery cycle. But yes, these efforts go on for years. And one of the things that I've spoken with you about that is very close to my heart and I'm working on right now with APP Helps, which is Awareness, Preparedness, and Planning Helps, is to call on the alternative news websites, the YouTube channels, and the different successful people out there in alternative news who are concerned about violent climate change scenarios and the future of events, and call on them and provide them the information for where the best, you know, monetary goods and service donations can go to. So that's something I've been connecting with YouTube channels, and I've got a lot of things lined up, and hopefully as time goes on, these people will be keeping the needs of not just the Louisiana flood, but I'm talking on a global level. We want to tap into, you know, simply spend, you know, 10 to 30 seconds saying how people can assist, because people all over just need to know, where's the best place that I could donate some money? Where's the best place I can go to donate some time? And I've got some drywall I'd like to donate. How do I go about that? So it's finding out, because I mean, after this disaster, we saw, unfortunately, that there was a lot of issues with the Red Cross throwing away people's donation, and you don't want those things to happen. So there are plenty of grassroots efforts on the ground who are legitimately setting themselves up as nonprofit organizations and can successfully take in volunteers, can take in goods, or let you know where they need to go. And I'm working on all that right now.
Okay. Well, you touched on something I want to go back to a moment ago, and that's the American Red Cross, which I refer to as the American Red Cross Incorporated. I had a personal experience with the Red Cross Incorporated in Vietnam, where I was stuck in an airport. There was no sandwiches or food available from any source. The only thing there that would be considered close to being nutrition was the Red Cross donuts and coffee, which I had to buy. People think when they donate to the Red Cross that the things are going to be distributed to people that need it. And if I had not had money to buy the Red Cross donuts and coffee at that airport in Vietnam, which was actually an American Air Force base, I would have gone hungry. I've since found that World War II veterans had similar experiences with the Red Cross. And then I've also been around some disasters where the Red Cross would show up with their shiny white Chevy Suburbans, driving around looking at what was going on while the Salvation Army was actually feeding people. So I for those reasons and others, I don't encourage anybody to give a penny to the Red Cross for any reason. Your response?
Yes, I there were stories that came out in the media after the Louisiana flooding occurred, that were kind of along the lines of exactly what you're saying. Well, clothes were donated. The Red Cross would throw them away. I think there was a big donation of donuts and of sandwiches. They were thrown away. And because they're not on a list. And, you know, the thing is about disaster recovery, everyone, I mean, I'm not saying these people are bad in any way, shape or form. I think they have a good heart. I think they're, you know, boots on the ground helping. But the fact of the matter is there are many grassroots efforts which are out there and are boots on the ground assisting. And that's what I'm working really hard to do, is to let not only the nation, but the world know who these connections are, what they need, how you can go about assisting. And we'd like to, going forward, to not only provide this information and keep it out during the entire recovery process for the Louisiana flood, but if there's fires in California, if there's storms in Australia, this is a global initiative I'm working on. So it's going to take a little while to build it up. But I'm spending between now and the end of 2016 getting it established. And one of the most important things is not only seeing what can be accomplished by providing this information within the grassroots efforts and seeing how many people we can get to stay on the stories and help, but also providing the tools where people can sit down and everyone knows they need a plan, you know, they don't know how to go about it. And so my hope with APP Helps in the future is to have people such as yourself, John, if people are evacuating from the Gulf Coast, if there's a category 4 or 5 hurricane coming, you know, I'd like to encourage with the organizations I'm working with for people to know about the national parks that are in or the camping grounds and national parks and forests that are in southern Arkansas, northern Louisiana, the Ozarks, so that A, people won't be stuck in traffic for, 10, 15 hours. B, they'll have an afford, they won't be bouncing from hotel to hotel. And C, they'll just have a plan. And then if it's an extensive or an extended period of time, that people can have the resources to possibly work online or things of that nature. So that's some of the things I'm working on right now, is to provide that information, those tools and resources.
Okay. Well, clearly, obviously, it's far better to have a plan in advance, training, supplies, and equipment in advance, as opposed to frantically running around after the event or during the event, trying to put stuff together with no prior planning, no training, no equipment, no supplies. And that's where I come in, don't I, Mandy?
Yes. And last week I was meeting with the head of the Cajun Navy Foundation, and someone walked in, and this man apparently is from southern Louisiana, his parents are successful and own multiple properties and such and businesses, and he has a lot of boats. So when this occurred, and it happened so quickly, the water just rose so unexpectedly, it really threw people. I mean, this was a rain event, this was not a storm, but the flooding happened so quickly that they called on him and all of his boats. But he was talking about how even he ran into issues with wildlife and fisheries and the sheriffs. And of course, what I did was I said, hey, look, twice a year, the local or regional sheriffs will provide CERT training. And no matter what, if you have that citizens emergency response teams, if you have that training under your belt, you are automatically connected with your sheriffs. And it's an issue of communications. It's an issue of, and they, during this flooding, they did utilize certain apps on phones as walkie talkies, and also of mapping of where the locations were, where people were flooded and needed to be picked up on their second stories. Excuse me. But the fact of the matter is that AT&T didn't work, and a lot of people have AT&T. So I was speaking with them last week, and I said, you know, not everyone, but a certain amount of people within groups and the leads need to have citizens emergency response training and need to know how to operate ham radios. And that is things that we promote, and I'm going to keep promoting them. And I mean, when the flooding happened, I've been down here now for a few weeks, and I see that the future is not only people having these skill sets, and all of these skills are at no cost. So we promote acquiring skills that will cost you little, no money to little amounts of money for certification. It'll connect you with like-minded people and neighbors. And we just see, you know, having these laid out, not only to have confidence in your abilities, but so you can help others that are in need.
Absolutely. Well, to have John Moore come to your community, ladies and gentlemen, you need to contact Mandy. And actually, there's another benefit to my community, and that's you would earn yourself a commission for the speaking fee. I would come to your community, do a private presentation to the group, bring me there, and then I would also do a public presentation at a hotel room, meeting room, or a restaurant meeting room, or the local VFW meeting room. And what would be the best way for somebody to get started to bring John Moore to their community, Mandy?
It's very simple. You just simply email me at help, that's H-E-L-P, at thelibertyman.com. Help at thelibertyman.com. And we get a lot of emails a week, John, and I'm replying to all of them. And most of them are asking specific questions. They're concerned about what you have been speaking about now for so long, and that is the rising of waters from the coastlines, and need direction on where to go. And I think that you know as well as I do that people want to be heard. They want their questions answered. So that is what we're working on, is not only providing a platform where we can specifically address people's answer people's direct questions, but also have experts such as yourself doing consulting for affordably for 2 hours. Because as you know, the way that I look at it is you've got, you know, experts such as yourself who have hourly fees and consulting fees. And then you also do your interviews and your YouTube. And that is at no cost. Well, there's this huge middle. And I see that there's an opportunity here for us to provide information and answer direct questions, you know, and help people and guide people goes on. So there's a lot going on. But yes, email me at help@thelibertyman.com. If you have any questions, if you would like to connect with John, and we can go from there. John and I are both here to help, and it's all about preparedness and planning.
It is. And the commission can run from just $200 or $300 up to how much, Mandy?
$1,500.
$1,500.
Yes. It's wonderful money to help you in your preparedness efforts, as I say.
It is. It is, absolutely. So this is your chance, ladies and gentlemen, to get yourself a nice commission, bring me to your community, and help a lot of people. It's just a win-win situation all around, isn't it, Mandy?
It sure is. So all you have to do is email me at help@thelibertyman.com. And I mean, I have a feeling that now that hurricane season is over, you're just going to, especially with the Gulf, I'll be down the Gulf a long time, but get some planning efforts lined up, and just email me at help@thelibertyman. John will come and speak to your business, your organization, your group. And then once he is within the community, would love to have a presentation for you and your neighbors. So just email me at help@thelibertyman.com and we'll set it up.
Absolutely. We got a break coming up here. The call in number at Republic Broadcasting for the time being is 512-716-1603. I say again, 512-716-1603. Mandy, you have to have some kind of administrative place you're working out of. Is it a hotel room, somebody's home, an office? How's that working out for you?
Oh, that's great. I'm staying with old friends. I lived down in New Orleans for 10 years, and I'm staying with actually people who are working with me in the organization. So we're setting up. Yeah, that's great.
Okay, that's great. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 12th day of September. Quick reminder, the rocket heater, a marvelous heating device, great technology, on sale right now. Winter's coming, in case you're not paying attention. $850 off retail. It's a substantial savings. I don't know how long it's going to go on, but check out the rocket heater at my website, thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Ms. Mandy Thompson, the co-founder of the Liberty Army, my director of marketing, a hardworking woman who's helping the people out there in Louisiana who've been through this tragic flooding due to torrential rains, that many have been left with their homes severely damaged, if not destroyed, their workplaces damaged and destroyed, where they go shopping, their supermarkets damaged and destroyed, post offices closed, gas stations have their tanks of gasoline underground filled with water. Have you talked to anybody about that, Mandy?
Well, it's hard for people to realize, not seeing it or living it, what exactly is going on in, I mean, I would estimate probably six parishes, which are like counties, minimum. And that is about, imagine 90% of everything in your town destroyed. And that is every business, that is every home, that is every church. When I was in Denham Springs last week, I drove to 8 or 9 churches to introduce myself and speak with the pastors and see what was going on with their efforts. And 100% of them were destroyed. Walls were torn out. You could see the only thing that was left was basically the roof and the sidewalls. You could see straight through because all the drywall. So if someone can just imagine the 90% of, and that's everything, every restaurant, every bank, every building, every home is destroyed. And that's what these people are living. And unfortunately, I think, you know, we know that disaster recovery assistance and relief is necessary, but I don't think this would be the last time that the Gulf or South Louisiana is in a situation like this. So you not only need assistance from neighbors who want to help, and that's nationally and globally, but you need plans and preparation for if and when it does occur again. And I think that we're able to guide and assist on all of those things. So that's one of the reasons I'm down here. But yeah, help's going to be needed for a long time.
I spoke with Professor McKinney last Wednesday about his thoughts on the chance of this happening, and he would not make a definitive prediction. Point being, it certainly could happen again, couldn't it, Mandy?
Oh, the chances of this happening again, I would give it 100%. I mean, South Louisiana or the Gulf of Mexico seeing a hurricane. I hope it would never happen, but I would say definitely to prepare for it to occurring, because not only are we dealing with the chance of hurricanes, or just this was simply a rain event. But John, you as well as I know from your naval intelligence and from what FEMA is, their meetings they're having today, and how they're strategically setting up locations and stockpiling them with things, it seems that, you know, maybe due to earthquakes or just natural disasters, you just have to, we hope that nothing bad ever happens, but let's prepare for anything that may have the confidence that, hey, I've got a plan. No matter what happens, I know what to do. I know where to go. And that's a good start. So, we hope nothing bad ever happens, but let's prepare for anything.
Absolutely. Well, along the lines of the Navy map, which I worked with three Navy veterans to recreate the map that the Navy veterans have been shown in these classified briefings, there was this will be posted on my website before the end of the week. We'll get back posted the map on the wall of the Vatican from the film The Godfather, which is scarily like the Navy map. Huge map where the Godfather is meeting in the Vatican with Vatican officials, plus one more recently found from the hugely popular television show from the 1950s titled The Highway Patrol, starring Broderick Crawford. And in the third season, there was an episode titled Dead Hunter, where a very similar map is posted on the wall, and we hope to have that posted on my website before the end of the week. There's no comment in the film and the TV show about what this map means, but it is very clear and very distinctive as to being very similar to the map that I got from the Navy veterans.
Visit our website.
Here's our break.
Going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party property, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 12th of September. This is the day we have our drawing. We'll have our drawing at the end of the next break, before the top of the hour, for the winning postcard. The postcard drawing will take place, and the card whose person's is card is drawn, they can buy an energy cleaner for $70 off. Pretty good deal. Go to my website to get the details at thelibertyman.com. The energy cleaner is a marvelous healing device. I'm picking up a fresh shipment from the manufacturer, Tom Berryhill, later today. We focus on two things, getting a great night's sleep and waking up pain-free. I use mine every night, and you can also. Only $285 shipping included. To take some of the edge off, I offer something your healthcare provider is highly unlikely to do. I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. How about that? A 30-day money-back guarantee. I take PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online. PayPal, by the way, now takes payments. That may help some of you that need some help getting an energy cleaner. And be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go along with the energy cleaner. It's a great combination. Toll-free auto line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Ms. Mandy Thompson. Mandy, how would a person contact you about earning that consultation speaking fee?
Just get on your email, and you can connect with me at help@thelibertyman.com. That's H-E-L-P @thelibertyman.com. As you know, the John's website is thelibertyman.com, and our Liberty Army is army.thelibertyman.com. So it's quite simple. help@thelibertyman.com, and let's get going. I enjoy answering everyone's emails weekly. And basically, John, people are just looking for answers to questions about moving, guidance. I'm directing them to your Liberty Man Facebook page and the APP Helps Facebook page, because you're a consultant with us. And trying to get answers to people so they have confidence in the decisions that they're making.
Absolutely. We got a caller on hold here. We got Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, John and Mandy. I would like to know your opinion, John, on what's the likelihood that the flooding in Louisiana was a natural event or caused by HARP? And if it was caused by HARP, what on earth would be the reason behind that? Would you speak to that?
Well, I live in a world of evidence, and I'm not aware of any evidence that human activity had anything to do with what happened in Louisiana. If it was human activity, what would be the motivation? Well, to wreck the economy. I'm not sure what other motivation could be. Anything else, Dave?
No, thank you.
Okay, thank you for the call. The call number is, well, I got the page flipped here, 512-716-1603. So, Mandy, has there been any talk among people that you're working with down there that, about concern that this was a manipulated, contrived event, the flooding in Louisiana, the rain?
I have connections within the alternative news and media community, and yes, I have seen some video on satellite, how the system was possibly stalled for a while to specifically flood certain areas. And I don't think a lot of people around here can really handle that right now, dealing with what they're dealing with their homes and businesses. To answer that man's question, and this is just purely why if they were to do that, why would they be doing it? And possibly to test out the capabilities of doing such, or people's evacuation, what people would do, how organizations work, to see in the recovery efforts, because I really hope and pray that this area doesn't spend the next, couple of years getting back on their feet, and then something comes through and does this again. That would be horrific. So let's provide information, education, and guidance if and when this was to happen again. Because I think you and I, John, both are firm believers in there quite possibly could be a scenario of a mass evacuation from either the West Coast, the Gulf Coast, or the East Coast. And not only do I want to give people confidence and their decisions and where they're going, but also help the communities where these people are going to know that, hey, there's a lot of people that work within different associations and organizations who have skill sets that can come into a community and say, how can I help, instead of what can you give me? And those are the type of people that we work with.
Well, that's good. That's very positive. This effort's going to go on for at least a year plus, isn't it, Mandy?
Yes. And my goal is to I don't, as you said, the media is going to go away. The news coverage is going to go away, and the needs within disaster recovery are they're so vast. So we just want to keep a spotlight and highlights on what these needs are, how people can easily help. And that's what we're going to do, not only for the flooding of Louisiana, but nationally and globally. Yes.
Very commendable. Absolutely very commendable. Well, is there a website that you want to give out to where people can learn more and possibly make donations?
Well, right now, what I would do is just connect with the APP Helps group, and we are on Facebook. Our website is actually under construction right now and should be up, I'd say, by next week. But the you asking about money, I think the most important thing in disaster recovery is where people can donate that is legitimate, where people can donate either money or goods and services or their time by volunteering. So if you join, if you go to Facebook and go to groups and APP Helps, and you're interested in learning about different organizations that are accepting volunteers currently, I'm working with three or four. I'm speaking with the leads, and yes, I will absolutely. You can email me through John's website, help@thelibertyman.com. And right now, as these organizations are getting on their feet and getting what they need within them to run successfully, we will be providing the true and tested connections for either donating money, donating your time, or donating tangible products. So that's what I look forward to. I'll probably have that information out next week. But to tell you the truth, John, in working with these leads, one of the issues, because I've been asking, because I wanted to go ahead and start promoting that, is where can people, like a tangible address of an organization that is taking donations. What is happening is the places are getting looted. I was in, they're getting vandalized, they're getting looted, they're getting robbed. I was in Denham Springs last week, and I was at a church. And was looking at all of these donations, water, food, canned goods, but there was no wall. I mean, it's hard to lock your doors when you don't have walls.
Obviously.
I mean, right. So they're currently dealing with things of that. So yes, I would love to provide that information, but people need to realize that the actual what's happening on the ground, and it's things like that, robberies, vandalism. So they need to be careful. And I understand that right after people are a little, you know, they're working 18, 20 hours a day to help out neighbors in need. But these efforts are going to go on for more than a year. And I like to make sure that information and education and a focus is on it in the middle and the end of the processes, because that's when people just disappear. And I think that's when it's needed the most, because people's nerves are frayed. They have no more money. They are feeling that they haven't been heard, and it's important to let them know they have a platform to be heard.
Absolutely. Mandy, we got a caller on hold here. We've got a couple of callers, actually. First, we'll go to Mark in Philadelphia. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Mark, or John and Mandy. I just wanted to bring a couple things to your guys' attention, especially you, John. Friday, Philadelphia broke a 20-year heat record. On Saturday, Philadelphia broke a 132-year heat record. We surpassed 97 degrees on Saturday, and that broke a record from 1884. So that's pretty amazing. I had found a YouTube guy, BP Earthwatch, who puts out really good videos, very short to the point, about the weather happening, you know, in the Atlantic, building into the Caribbean and into the Gulf. And what he reports recently is really good. BP Earthwatch. He's been tracking this stuff since the 60s. What he reported recently, which is really shocking, it was shocking to him, is that the water temperatures in the Gulf are the highest they've ever been, and they're across the board, not just in localized areas, but across the board. It seems like the water temperature itself is like 90 degrees in many areas. So that's ripe for a for storm activity, for hurricane. The other thing I'd like to ask about is when you brought that to my attention about the American Red Cross, I looked it up while you guys were online, and they brought in like $3 billion in revenue last year, or 2014, they brought in like $3 billion in revenue. So it turns out that when you go to the early days of the Red Cross, turns out that John D. Rockefeller donated heavily to that organization. That tells me that he probably infiltrated it and took it over. So if you want to know why the American Red Cross was supposed to be a charity organization, it's actually set up as a corporate charter, and chances are it's been infiltrated by corporatists. So, and on that note, I'd like to ask Mandy about alternatives to these mainstream, you know, like Facebook. I do not trust Facebook. I never did. I never signed up for it. I know there's a lot of people that do. But Facebook is not our friend. Facebook is an enemy. Facebook has actually taken down, by the way, John, I don't know if you knew this, many people, you know, many guys that are out there in the firearms business and supplying, you know, supplying parts and services and all that, they've been taken down by Facebook, and which shocks me because I can't believe that these firearms dealers would even want to do business with Facebook because they already had to have a hint that Facebook was not their friend. But Facebook is not our friend, so there are alternatives popping up that are for the social media and also for the monetary thing. PayPal's not our friend either. PayPal is making the push for transgenderism in North Carolina. I don't know if you knew that, but they're the ones that were waiting in the wings when this whole deal with transgender bathroom thing came up. They boycotted the state of North Carolina and pressured them to say, "Hey, if you don't allow transgenderism in your state, we're not going to do business in your state." They're about ready to build a facility there, so they boycotted them. So there you go with a corporation pushing social agenda, which goes counter to our true American roots, which is, you know, a male's a male's, a female's a female. So I'd just like to say, or like to ask about alternatives. Have you thought about this, Mandy, about alternatives to the mainstream?
Yes, absolutely. And that's why I'm actually meeting with someone this week, and our website's going to be our main point of contact. We're going to have forums. We're going to be telling the stories in emergency response and keeping a spotlight, telling the stories of the people who are affected. And the Facebook group actually just kind of exploded, and we have over 400 people right now. But yes, as time goes on, we will be providing alternatives. Our website will be secure. I'm working with people on that. So yes, that's the future. On our Facebook page, we simply share preparedness. We focus on solutions. I'm an optimist, and I believe that no matter what we face, there's absolute solutions that can be reached. When it comes to the temperature, I think we are on the 15th or 16th consecutive month of record-breaking worldwide temperatures, and that is, I think we're going to have extremely hot summers, and I think we're going to have very cold winters. If you just look at the statistics and the numbers, it's 15. You could Google it. I think last month was 14 or 15 for worldwide temperatures breaking, and this is not going to stop.
Yeah. So. Well, thank you. I just wanted to share that. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mandy.
Next, we go to Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Ms. Thompson. I just wanted to add this about the weather situation. While it is interesting what has been going on in Louisiana, and I don't know what to make of Cliff High and the WebBot report. It's certainly interesting stuff, but I can never really figure out exactly how the man makes these predictions that he makes. But over the last few months, he has been predicting these things called popcorn storms, which are supposed to pop up, especially in the coastal regions, and dump unimaginable amounts of water, even to the storms moving very quickly across the landscape, dumping what they call rivers from the sky. Well, so if if that's the case, and then the other day Tim mentioned we're going to have a supposedly, according to WebBot and the Farmer's Almanac, a rough winter. But it does make me wonder, and of course Mr. Hyatt, that I know of, has never said anything about these events, how they're manifesting themselves, whether it's a man-made situation or whether it has something to do with a Planet X situation or what it is. He just said it is. So it will be interesting to see if this sort of thing continues.
Yeah, I think that one thing that people need to realize from what's happening in southern Louisiana is this can happen to you. This was a rain event. And so this could happen up to you in Missouri. This could happen to you. I think there's flooding right now going on in Arizona. If this is going to continue in these dumping rivers from the sky events, people just need to be aware that that's a possibility and have a plan, an action plan for if and when something like that was to occur. And simple things, such as if you live in a two-story house, keep an axe in your attic. Keep food upstairs. Keep all of your most important papers on the second level. This was simply a rain event like you're talking about, a river from the sky that did this. And I am certain, I can pretty much 100% say that it will happen again somewhere.
Oh, I think so.
Hold that thought.
Thanks, guys. I'm enjoying
okay.
the show.
Thank you. We appreciate the call, Rick. We got our last break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
right, Jim, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 12th of September. Well, the winning postcard I drew out of the envelope here with from all the entries is Ashy, A-S-H-Y, Ashy in Australia. How about that? Very picturesque postcard here of an Australian sunset, I guess this is. So, Ashy, I will be in contact. I've got your email address, and congratulations. Visiting with Ms. Mandy Thompson, my director of marketing, for myself to help me help everybody. Right, Mandy?
I'm actually answering an email right now about getting you on an interview for either this week or later on next week. But yes, people are reaching out. Help, H-E-L-P, at thelibertyman.com. Send me an email if you simply have questions for John, if you'd like to connect, if you'd like to hear John within your business, an organization you're involved with, we can make that happen. So give me an email, help at thelibertyman.com.
Outstanding. Well, don't procrastinate. Don't be bashful. People, they're hesitant to do something they've never done before. They think, oh, I can't do this. Well, you can. And Mandy will help you do that. And so don't be bashful. Step up to the plate. Contact Mandy. And you'll be glad you did, won't they, Mandy?
Yes, and I no matter what your concern is for the future, if you do have concerns and just need some assistance and guidance, it's quite simple. That's what we're working on. We're working towards providing ink on paper plans for you and your family, providing that information, connecting, building networks and connections and communities of like-minded individuals who are focused on a more successful future. And so by emailing help at thelibertyman.com, you are connecting with not only John, but people who are proactive and excited about longevity and prosperity.
Absolutely. Well, Mandy, I want to thank you for being with us. As always, we'll have you back for a 5-minute update this coming Friday morning. And wish you lots of success, and we'll be talking to you soon privately.
Yes, everyone have a wonderful week.
Okay, thank you. Mandy Thompson, the co-founder of the Liberty Army. We've got Sam Andrews coming up the second hour. We'll be talking about anything and everything related to firearms, gun culture, firearms, optics, projectiles, ammunition, how to become a precision marksman, all those things. And, of course, we'll take your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 512-716-1603. 512-716-1603. Sam Andrews is a world-class marksman. He builds precision rifles and does training for SWAT teams for the various government agencies. He's the real deal. He's my go-to expert. And we will have a great hour coming up. And look forward to doing that. Rest of the week, we'll have Leon Green tomorrow. And here's our break. Stay tuned. Be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.